There's been a litany of news stories about brutal violence against women in India in recent years. And even here in Seattle, South Asian women say they battle repressive attitudes within the expatriate community. That's motivated some of them to turn their struggles into art. For inspiration, they're using Eve Ensler's famous Vagina Monologues, the 1990s performance piece based on interviews with women about their sexuality. More from KPLU's Ashley Gross.
Light streams in through big windows in a room at the Seattle Asian Art Museum. Every Sunday for months, this group of women from India and elsewhere in South Asia has been gathering to work on their pieces. Today, they sit expectantly as Ashika Chand begins to read her monologue. It's focused on her body, something she describes with cold dispassion.
She has no idea how to do her hair. Her face is swollen from gaining weight. When she smiles, her eyes are consumed by her chipmunk cheeks. Her breasts are comically huge and disproportionate to her tiny frame. They exaggerate.
Her monologue dances back and forth between the reality of her self-criticism and where she lets her mind wander when she's daydreaming.
My chocolate skin catches his eye. My long hair barely brushes the top of my round ass. Even though I'm shorter than most women, he can tell my curves that I am all woman. My large eyes.
When she's done, the women hold up cards with little hearts on them to show they want to share feedback. They deliver it in a gentle but constructive way.
At the end, if after every quote from your mom, if you could just pause a little bit longer, because each one of those lines is just, it's so powerful.
Chand grew up in Lynwood. Her parents come from Fiji, but are ethnically Indian. Chand says her mom was very strict and would tell her, no, good Indian girls don't do that. Good Indian girls don't walk down the street alone to visit their friends. Good Indian girls don't talk about sex. It can make you scratch your head when you think about the contradictions in Indian society.
Kama Sutra comes from India, you know, but at the same time, there's all this, like, repression and sexual violence.
There is, yeah. If you're overly sexual, you know, you're considered, you know, promiscuous or, you know, unclean. Yeah, we have the Kama Sutra, but, you know, you're not allowed to explore your sexuality.
But here in Seattle, ever since this performance started in 2006, women have had a chance to speak their mind and puncture those taboos. It stirred up a hornet's nest in the beginning, even threats of lawsuits. Meenakshi Rishi is an economics professor at Seattle University who has performed in and directed the show. It's called Yoni Ki Baat. In Hindi, that means talks of the vagina.
Some people thought it was a bit too risque and that women had no business discussing anything to do with the vagina. Even the word vagina and yoni stirs up controversy. So every year that the show has been performed, there's usually a question that says, why do you use the word yoni?
But Rishi says giving the show that name allows women to talk frankly about things that are often in the shadows or that they feel ashamed about. Rishi's friend Ritusha Indapuri says she was blown away watching the show 5 years ago.
It was funny, like as soon as the show ended, my husband looked at me and said, so you're doing this next year, right?
He was right. She did have a story inside that she wanted to tell.
Was it something that you had talked openly with people before?
Absolutely not. So I had never spoken to my parents, my relatives, or my kids or my husband about this.
The thing that she wanted to talk about was the trauma of having been molested when she was growing up in India. At first, she thought she'd write a script and contribute it, but not get up on stage.
Because I think there was that fear of being ostracized, of being, you know, kept out of the community, of people talking behind your back.
Little by little, the director persuaded her, and she found herself on stage. The people she had worried wouldn't be her friends anymore stuck by her. And she even gained a new circle of friends.
Much longer. So in my mind, I was worrying about how long it's become. And I was like, oh my God, it's too long. It's too long.
I think it might be. Yeah, it's gone beyond for sure.
Okay. Back in the workshop, the women are fine-tuning their stories. Not all of them are heavy and dark. Meenakshi Rishi says she likes to bring humor into the show.
Mine was a science fiction-based story. I was into Battlestar Galactica a lot at that time. So I kind of imagined my vagina on an intergalactic journey.
For example, she denies a certain undesirable guy the access codes necessary to board her starship. But it's not all just laughs. She uses her monologue to broach some tougher things, like the pain of miscarriage. Rishi says being around the women from Yoni Kibat has also helped her own teenage daughter come out of her shell.
We did notice a change in her personality, that she opened up. She talked a little more to them. And so it just, I think there's been what, as economists call, positive externalities. It's just the spillover effects have been so great on my family.
The women will perform their monologues tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at the Seattle Asian Art Museum. And any South Asian woman who wants to take part next year is welcome to do so. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.